And welcome to the DC Everest Soccer Complex. It is a perfect Tuesday night for girls soccer. DC Everest against Spash. Whistle sounds, play is in, and a good evening. I'm Chris Conley. Very happy to add this to our Fox Sports schedule today. We were originally scheduled for a boys baseball game. We're going to have DC Everest and Mosinee. That game is off tonight. Mosinee needed this date to make up a conference game in the Great Northern Conference because of all the snow outs from earlier in the year. So baseball is off and girls soccer is on tonight. And these are the two best teams from a year ago in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And these are the teams that I believe will be competing against each other. Although I've made a prediction from one of our earlier podcasts. We'll share that as we go along. Play is back in, and the Evergreens have been able to move the ball into the Spash half of the field. Got a goal kick coming out, and the Evergreens possess it midfield here. Alana Schnecks got it for just a moment, lost it to Stevens Point. This is the Evergreens' first home game that is here at the soccer complex. They played earlier in the week over at Steam Stadium. It's a conference opener and an easy 8-2 win over Marshfield. The prediction that I'd made from earlier is I don't think the Evergreens will lose in conference this season. That is, barring any injuries. But the team at full strength and in good health, I think, is simply going to be better than everyone. Here's an early shot on goal from Stevens Point, and that's a pretty good look. Sails high over the crossbar. So it is Spash that gets the first look at the net here. Haley Raymond, from about 30 yards out, she was outside the big box, just had the height a little bit off. And you know what? That was going to beat the Everest keeper if it was just a little bit lower. One of those high arcing shots that was destined for just under the crossbar, in fact, was just over. So just 2 minutes in, it's Spash that gets the first look at the Everest net. That ball goes out of play. I believe that's going to be a goal kick. No, it's going to be an early corner. No, goal for the Evergreens to clear this ball out. A year ago, Stevens Point were Valley Conference champions, but you could almost put an asterisk by that because the Everest roster was depleted because of injuries. Maddie Simpson had the health problems from last year. I mean, she's the best soccer player in the state, so I mean, there's no replacement for her on the roster. And what we found is in the playoff game, where these teams played through regulation and then played through overtime without any goals, that the Evergreens handball there on Stevens Point, so the Evergreens will put this back in play from the edge of their defensive third, that with the Evergreens, even without Maddie Simpson, could play Spash just about evenly. I mean, that was a game that was decided on penalty kicks for who advanced in the state playoffs, and the Evergreens lost the shootout that followed 4-3. But then with Maddie Simpson back in this season, and with her in good or better health, I mean, just hard to imagine anyone matching up with the Evergreens personnel-wise. But again, I mean, that's just talk. We're going to kind of solve some of those mysteries as we play today. In fact, Maddie Simpson getting her first touch. She's just beyond the midfield line, about 10 or 15 yards in. And Maddie Simpson plays this off to the side. Sarah Lorge has it in the corner. Can she get it centered there? Came in a little too hot, and Spash moves the ball away. Well, Evergreens came right up. Dakota Corallo took it right back. It's along the far touch line. Evergreens will have a chance to center there. No one home on the centering pass. Now Maddie Simpson came up, tried to play that ball. It goes out of play. That'll be a throw-in for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens are now deep in the attacking part of the field and will get to throw in. Just underway. This is our second Everest girls soccer podcast of the year. Well, Maddie Simpson turned on that. It gets underneath the goalkeeper and scores. That was not well played by the Spash keeper. Can't make mistakes like that. Maddie Simpson has scored at the fourth minute, and the Evergreens will play from in front tonight. It almost looked as if maybe the Spash keeper was screened and didn't see that ball to the last minute. That wasn't particularly hard struck. It came from the far side, kind of a tough angle. But there's not a lot of room between where the keeper was positioned and the far side post, and yet the ball got between the two, underneath the keeper's outstretched arms, and in. The Evergreens lead 1-0. Maddie Simpson gets the goal for the Evergreens, and Everest 1-0 in the early going. Ketta Ottinger was advancing that ball down. Spash takes it away. Well, that went out of play. Where's the whistle there? There we go. A late whistle to give the ball back to the Evergreens. Ball was over the touchline just below our broadcast position, right near the center line, and the Evergreens will throw this ball back in. So Spash had a good look 2 minutes in, didn't convert, just sailed high over the crossbar by a little bit. And the Evergreens get kind of a fluky goal from Matty Simpson and lead 1-0. Evergreen's happy for the early edge. And again, when these teams played the last time, and granted last season, so I mean each club's a little bit different from graduation and from some players moving up in skill level from 1 year to the next. Matty Simpson here gets this ball ahead to Megan Heil. Megan Heil, kind of nice ball to the corner, a little bit too long for Hersberger, and that ball will roll over the end line. Goal kick coming up here for Stevens Point. We should talk a little about our first podcast of the season, because that was interesting. We were on the road initially for a baseball game. We played Friday baseball down in DeForest, a game that the Evergreens won, non-conference, on a Friday night. So, I mean, we're already halfway down to that part of the state, so why not drive a little further Saturday for the Everest girls soccer game against Prairie School? Now, the Prairie School is a beautiful facility. They're on the banks of Lake Michigan, buildings designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. I mean, it's a picture-perfect campus, and they happen to play very good soccer. Spash here has just parked the ball out of play. The Evergreens are going to be in the attacking third again. Going to get a throw in here. But it was the weirdest soccer match ever. I mean, first of all, the Evergreens had already arrived and had played four matches. They had won their first four of the season, and the Evergreens played the night before. They played Kenosha Trempler and came away with a win in that match. Prairie School, when the Evergreens came to visit there, were playing their first match of the season. So you can't imagine a higher level of competition. But Prairie School is an elite school, too, although they're a smaller enrollment school, so they play Division III soccer. So Prairie School is playing their very first live action of the year, and they're playing against an Everest team that had already had 2 weeks' worth of matches under its belt. And the Evergreens at one point were up 7-3 in this game. Well, actually, Prairie School got the first two goals early in the match. In the first 5 minutes, they were up 2-0. Evergreens answered. Matty Simpson had four goals in that game, and the Evergreens had a second half 7-3 lead. So that's a safe lead, right? Turned out to be a very cold late morning, and the Evergreens began taking some of their starters out. And the Evergreens substituted their number two goalkeeper later in the game. And lo and behold, Prairie School scores four unanswered goals and gets a 7-7 tie. In fact, we played the final 2 or 3 minutes of regulation with that game tied 7-7. Matty Simpson just taking this ball away. Matty's got to get to two defenders. She tumbles down just outside the big box. Play on. No, we've got to have a foul called here. And Matty Simpson's going to put one on net from the spot that she was fouled. Got the ball just outside the big box, had to tangle through two, maybe a third defender came up, and Matty Simpson was fouled. This is going to come from just outside the big box, just a little bit towards the near side. Spash will set up a three-player wall. Matty has gathered around the ball with Ketta Ottinger. Maddie's going to take this, and Maddie's going to put this on goal here. The Evergreens already up 1-0 here in the 7th minute off this foul. They're going to get another scoring chance. Here's the shot, goes off the wall and deflects wide. While that player who made up the right side of that three-player wall took a blast from Maddie's right foot, deflects off her hip and goes out of play. It's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens here. So the Evergreens will get a set piece out of this. Hersberger is going to take this from the far side. The Evergreens will play this short. Coming up is Dakota Corallo. High cross. It's bending away from the box, but Matty Simpson tries to get through two defenders again. And wow, the Spash defender won that battle to the ball and was able to put it out of play. So we're going to have a throw-in for the Evergreens along the near side. That's the one corner of the field that's a little difficult for us to see from our broadcast position here. 1-0 Evergreens. Matty in the 4th minute. We're entering our 8th minute now. It's a Stevens Point throw-in. Spash tries to move this ball down. It's on the foot of Kelsey Kuchkowski and out of play. You know, the Everest field here, this is the first time that we've been on this pitch for a game all season. The grass is cut very short. We haven't really greened up yet. If anything, this field is going to play very fast and hard today. Spash chips that ball ahead well over the intended player, Zoe Sell, and coming up for it for a touch and gathering that in is the Everest keeper, Sonia Budleski. Budleski puts that away all the way up to the far side. Again, if you were expecting to hear baseball tonight, the D.C. Everest Mosinee baseball game canceled. So we've added the soccer game here. And one of the Spash players going for a ball along the far side has collided into the bleachers and is hurt. We're going to have an injury stoppage here in the ninth minute. Yeah, one of the Spash players was trying to keep that ball in along the far touchline right in front of the visiting bleachers and collided with the bleachers and is down. I think that is Madison Rogan. We would recognize Madison's hair from anywhere from the basketball season. Madison plays soccer during the spring, and I believe that is Maddie Rogan who is down across the far side. Athletic trainers and now the coaching staff going to come over and take a look at her as we have a stoppage here. It's 1-0 Evergreens. Both teams will gather as we have a break here in the action. So Spash will come over to their bench while their injured player is tended to. The Evergreens will stay on the pitch, but will gather, and they're now going over to their field too. And now, getting up to her feet, that is indeed Madison Rogan, who is going to walk off under her own power. She's limping, but that's good to see. Madison Rogan is going to make the long walk from the far side of the field over to where the Spash bench is, and then we'll get restarted here at the ninth minute. Just a final thought or two on the earlier podcast against Prairie School. It was a cold enough day that once you put your starters out of that game, once you took your starters out, including Maddie Simpson, I mean, Maddie came out probably 10 or 15 minutes into the second half. It was a cold and windy enough day that you wouldn't put your starters back in after they've cooled down completely. That wouldn't have made any sense. I mean, you'd have to go through your full warm-up protocol. Madison Rogan's now coming over to the bench area. Spash is going to sub in, and then we'll be ready to get both teams out and get a restart. So, I mean, once you made the decision to take a player out, that player was kind of out for the rest of the day, except for the one exception that the Evergreens put their number one goalkeeper back in. They had Gabby Anderson in for a while. Sonia Butleski came back in for the final couple of minutes for the Evergreens. But, I mean, just a weird match. I mean, how many times do you see a team give up a four-goal lead? That never happens. And then how many times do you see a soccer match at any level where 14 goals are scored? Which ended in a 7-7 tie. So I can tell you that I have been the person at the mic for one of the highest scoring soccer matches ever. And Prairie School is, you know, again, they've got a lot of talent. They're going to be a force to be heard from at the Division III level. And the Evergreens, ranked in the state top 10 at Division I. Again, the Evergreens are a much larger school, enrollment of about 1,700 for D.C. Everest, so they have to compete at the state level against the biggest schools. And the Evergreens, you know, how good has the Everest soccer program been over the years? Play is back in now, and the Evergreens control right at the center line. The Evergreens move up forward here. And the Evergreens, advancing the ball along the far side, tried to slide that ball forward, tried to get that center to Maddie Simpson, a little bit too hot for her, and hops off her foot, and one of the Spash defenders clears this out. Evergreens still possessed. They're at the edge of the attacking third. And now Stevens Point will look to clear. Evergreens have had the better chances taken away here. Elle Hersberger for a moment plays that back now. Here's Alana Schneck off to the side. Evergreens have Keta Ottinger. Ottinger's along the near touchline. Wow, just got past one of the Spash defenders. High ball across to Maddie Simpson, who slides that in. Save! Maddie Simpson got a ball that she was trying to play right on the fly and was trying to steer it towards the goal. She got her left foot on it, and a save in midair from Bergen Beversdorf, the Spash goalie. It was a good save there. Evergreens in danger of going up 2-0. A pretty good chance for D.C. Everest. In our 10th minute, 1-0 Evergreens. Again, the Evergreens would love to. And the Evergreens didn't win any of their matches against Spash last year. Lost twice, settled for a tie at the end of the regular season. But again, in those games, the Evergreens weren't at full roster. Maddie Simpson takes the ball away. Jukes along the far side, gives herself a tough angle there, looks to center. One of the Spash players got that out. Not cleared, though. One of the Everest players comes up, keeps the chances alive. That's Dakota Corallo. Centering, trying to turn on that as Schneck goes up high into the air. Spash keeper up to make the save. Right before, Sarah Lorge was going to bear down on that ball. Dangerous chance for Bergen Beversdorf. And if Beversdorf doesn't field that clean in midair, the Evergreens have a player there who's going to knock that into what would amount to an empty net. Evergreens try and touch this forward. Hershberger, the Evergreens, since taking this 1-0 lead, have had the better chances. Stevens Point had a pretty good opportunity that they didn't convert on when we were scoreless in the earlier stages. Evergreens have since gone up 1-0 and have given themselves a couple of good looks at the net since then. Ball comes to the center. Again, that's off the foot there of Maddie Simpson. Now tough shot off the goalkeeper's hands and out of play. Big blast from Sarah Lorge, who turned around on that big wheelhouse right foot. It's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens. Evergreens will put this in from the far side. El Hershberger is going to take this corner kick for the Evergreens at the 12-minute mark. Everest already up 1-0, and they've had the better opportunities since establishing the one-goal lead. Evergreens play this with a high ball towards the box. It's on the near post, goes out of play off one of the Everest players. And that set piece will not amount to much for DC Everest. Went off Sarah Lorge, who had the much harder shot the last time. Goal kick coming up here, and Stevens Point's going to try and clear this ball out. That goal kick is played short and soft. You know, really, on those kicks, you've got to get the ball out towards midfield there. That ball barely comes out of the Everest third, and the Evergreens have just as good a chance of getting to those 50-50 balls and getting right back onto the attack. Stevens Point lofts this down towards Lauren Johnson. It's a little too long for her, and the Evergreens have three defenders back anyway, and the Evergreens are able to move this ball forward. Well, that's a nice ball from midfield. The Evergreens move this ahead to Alana Schneck. Schneck is trying to get that forward. That deflected off one of the Stevens Point players. We'll have a throw-in as the ball went out of play. Spash, for just once in a long, long time, got the ball down into their attacking area. And the Evergreens had three defenders back, so it was kind of a one-timer chance. And the Evergreens moved that ball ahead very nicely. Alana Schneck here, closely guarded. Wow, Schneck almost had her feet taken out of her. Play on through that, and Stevens Point takes the ball away. Can Spash possess? Spash has had trouble stringing together a couple of passes and getting good opportunities here. Much of the Spash chances have been one times. Evergreens at midfield here, Megan Heil. Megan's easy to identify with the big leg brace. Heil with a nice ball, just a little bit too long. Was trying to get that ahead to Sarah Lorge. Instead, it took one bounce on the pretty hard pitch here and skipped right to the goalkeeper, who was able to make an easy play on it. Got a whistle here as two players come together and collide.
Switches.
It was Alana Schneck, who is going to get herself a yellow card here. Alana Schneck's going to get whistled for a dangerous play here on a high ball. And the concern there is that there might have been head-to-head contact. There was not. But again, Lorge doesn't have position there straight up. The Spash player does. And dangerous play, yellow card there. Lorge will go off. And Spash will start the ball back in play right beyond, right on their side, rather, at the midfield line. Very pleasant night for girls soccer between DC Everest and Stevens Point. Evergreens are subbing in a couple of players here. Olivia Fernstad is coming on. Lily Colwall is coming on, too. Mariah Esker is in for the Evergreens. See, Megan Heil is off here. Alana Schneck came off after the card. So the Evergreens make the first personnel changes of the night. We're at the 15-minute mark, and Spash is going to restart after the Evergreens yellow. And there we go. Lofting ball to the edge of the box. It's in a little bit of traffic. Evergreens have a player there. Mariah Esker is going to take this away. You know, the Evergreens have a lot of quality. When the Evergreens put some of their secondary players in, the Evergreens don't lose much. I do have something, just from seeing this team only once, just kind of a thought that the Evergreens are going to have to tighten up on as they go through the season. And even though I didn't see the Marshfield game, the 8-2 score kind of reflects this. Let's see what Maddie Simpson can do here. Madge trying to create with this, gives it off to the side now. Lydia Ellis, who's on for the Evergreens, it's a little too long for her. Ellis had to be really going at full speed. Maddie Simpson's ball to the right side was a pretty good one. Ellis has got to know not to let up on that, got to run at full speed. Went over the touchline. Spash is going to get a goal kick to try and clear this out. Again, you look at goals scored, you say, well, Maddie Simpson's one of the most prolific goal scorers in the state. She is. But she can also leave some nice balls for her teammates as well. That was a nice one, too. Just wasn't quite on the same page with her teammate. At the 16-minute mark here, Evergreen's leading 1-0. Spash takes the ball away in their defensive end. Can they get this ball forward? Nope, Evergreens take it right back. Ball goes ahead for Lydia Ellis. Towards the center, Esker in traffic. Coming up, Lauren Langbin tries to keep this alive. Ball is loose and Spash defender comes up forward. Abby Gemza. Gemza is a state-level soccer player, plays midfield, but again hasn't gotten a lot of chances here. While Gemza and Maddie Simpson, Simpson just pushed Gemza down and the whistle goes against Maddie. So those are the two best players in the conference right there for a moment who are locked in battle in close quarters. And there was hand play from both sides, but it's Maddie Simpson, who I think is just the physically stronger player, that when she puts hands on, kind of shoved Gemza to the ground, and that's what the whistle was for. Now here's Maddie Simpson, plays this off to the side. Gemza's closest to it's going to clear it out for Stevens Point. Again, I mean, in this kind of matchup, who do you want? You want a forward? You want a striker-type player who's going to score a lot of goals? Well, that's Maddie Simpson. Gemza's a midfielder who's going to wind up playing a lot of defense. Maddie Simpson again, edge of the box, tough angle here, tries to stop that, went off one of the Spash players. Wow, she just kind of sold that, left that to go off one of the Spash players. The Evergreens are going to get a corner kick out of that. So Maddie Simpson kind of bought her team that corner. She saw that the defender was going to have to come up and play the ball, let it go right off of her, and then over the touchline. So here comes a corner kick from the far side for the Evergreens. Lily Kowal is going to take this. Evergreens, I think, are going to loft this and play this high, trying to do this for the far post. Now ball is hooking out, so that's two corners in a row for the Evergreens that haven't looked particularly good. Still on a 1-0 lead. Spash now at midfield, trying to turn that ball forward. Lauren Johnson, that wasn't such a good ball, but it deflects off one of the Everest players and right back to Spash. Bryn Beversdorf, goalkeeper's sister, tries to move that forward. Played back for a moment. Evergreens try and mark up. Lydia Ellis in close corners takes it away for the Evergreens. Maddie Simpson in a race for this ball. There's only one defender back. Goes all the way off to the side, so Maddie doesn't have a beeline towards the goal, but she's going to possess here in the corner. Maddie Simpson will try and center from here. Long ball across into the box. Little too hot for Lily Kowal. Right idea. A little bit behind Kowal from a pretty tough angle. That goes out of play. This will be a goal kick. Happy to report that Madison Rogan, injured player from about 10 minutes ago, coming back on for Stevens Point. Madison was trying to chase a loose ball along the far side and collided into the bleachers. No worse for wear. Limping off, apparently got some attention in the bench area and is now ready to come back on at the 19-minute mark. So about 10 minutes of recovery time there, and Madison Rogan, who's always a gamer, ready to come back on for Stevens Point. A lot of these Stevens Point players are three-sport athletes. I mean, we see them in the fall for volleyball, or we see them, a lot of these players we know from the basketball team, Spash Conference champions this year, girls basketball. It's along the far side. Rogan tries to advance this ball, advances it into traffic. Mariah Esker is up for the Evergreens. Everest takes this ball away. But the Evergreens unable to clear. Taken back by Lauren Johnson. Johnson with a high ball across was trying to get that to Elsie Kuchkowski. There was one defender there, and it's chested away by Esker of the Evergreens. Beg your pardon, that was Ottinger who was the last player back there. That's a good defensive play. Evergreens play this ball ahead. That's a nice ball forward for Lydia Ellis. Spash has a defender trying to come up. Wow, the defender won the race to the ball there on a dead run. So nothing comes of that counter-attacking opportunity for the Evergreens at the 20th minute. Spash plays this towards midfield. It's ahead to Lauren Johnson. Johnson tries to loft this ball forward into a little bit of traffic. Zoe Zell. But Zell is marked up there by Chloe Felch for the Evergreens. Evergreens got a sophomore on there, and that's knocked out of play. It'll be Spash ball over the touchline. One of the few chances where Spash is going to try and get to set up something offensively in their half of the field. Had a couple of one-time runs that haven't amounted to anything so far. Now they're able to push more players forward. This is thrown towards the edge of the box. It's in traffic. Kowal is forward for the Evergreens to disrupt that chance and get it out. Maddie Simpson is battling for it, but she's, again, tangled up there with Abby Gemza. Gemza was closest to the ball, tried to chip that forward. Nope, Evergreens take it away. Esker again. Esker's been active during this shift. Ahead to Kowal. Evergreens play this off to the side. Evergreens up across the half-court line. Maddie Simpson is ahead. Could they get the ball to her? They can. On the dead run, there are two defenders back. Simpson, edge of the box, far side. Plays it off to a teammate. There'll be a shot on goal wide. There's Olivia Fernstadt. Fernstadt didn't strike that ball as well as she wanted, and I think if they had a chance to play that again, that Maddie probably would have wanted to lead her teammate a little bit more forward on that chance. I think some of the timing was a little bit off because the player receiving that ball had to hold up for just a minute and lost a little momentum. Still able to get it on goal. And the Evergreens are leading 1-0. Maddie Simpson is the goal scorer in the fourth minute. She played at least 15 minutes now of scoreless soccer as we're reaching the middle stages of the first half. 1-0 Everest. Again, the Evergreens, kind of the task here is to build this lead up a little bit. The Evergreens have possessed the ball more. The Evergreens have had the better chances in the first half. But still, I mean, one mistake and you let Stevens Point right back into the match. Which is why between now and halftime, boy, 2-0 sounds a lot better than 1-0. Especially against a team that's got a lot of players back. We mentioned this in our first podcast. The Evergreens are a team that's going to be good next season as well. Because the Evergreens really are not a senior-based team. A lot of underclassmen. Evergreens play this back. In fact, most of the players here on the Everest team are juniors and not seniors, including Maddie Simpson. Simpson got a touch there, was quickly marked up by Julia Motor. Motor is a senior defenseman, and now they get it ahead here. At the edge of the attacking third, Maddie Simpson again. Simpson's got that ball dancing on her foot, tried to slide that ahead to Lydia Ellis. Ellis broke the wrong way. Just not on the same page. Maddie Simpson was going to slide that ball out to the left, and Ellis had cut to the right. Well, you know, as players are on the field with each other more, they just know those tendencies and know where the ball's going to go. Maddie Simpson is coming off now for the Evergreens. Brenna Rosh comes in for DC Everest. This is a goal kick here for Stevens Point. Comes out to the Evergreens, won just about all the 50-50 balls. Jordan Langbin tried to loft that forward to Rosh, the fresh legs on the field here. Spash clears that out. Evergreens have a player back. The one defender back there is Chloe Felch, who plays it off to the side. Spash is going to get this ball. Brent Beversdorf is going to win the race to it along the far side. Momentum's kind of carrying her away from the net that went out of bounds over the touchline off the Everest defender. Stevens Point will put this back in play. So Spash trying to work towards the offensive zone. Coming up to mark that ball is Lily Kowal. Kowal, who's played a good defense for the Evergreens today. And the Evergreens counterattacking. Evergreens look to slide this forward. Tried to play that off to the side to Lydia Ellis. Ball didn't quite get there. So Mariah Esker tried to get that over to Ellis. Spash takes it back. Played towards the corner. Stevens Point. Can they center from there? Well, right at the edge of the box, Everest defender takes it. That went over the touchline, and it's last touched by Spash. Goal kick for the Evergreens coming up. So Stevens Point couldn't get a look at the net there, even though they advanced the ball and flipped the field. The Evergreens play again on Thursday. We were originally going to do a podcast of that game. We decided we'd do this one instead because the boys' baseball game is canceled, and this is the better matchup. These were the 1-2 teams in the Valley Conference from a year ago. But the Evergreens on Thursday will be back at home, and they'll play Wisconsin Rapids. Should be a good match, too. Wisconsin Rapids, year in, year out, has a quality program. Down the last year or two, but what? The Everest State Championship season, I believe the number 2 team was Wisconsin Rapids that year, if memory serves. Going to have a goal kick here for the Evergreens as Everest looked to loft this ball out towards midfield. This is going to be taken by Sonia Badelski. And this kick again is coming off short. And Spash wins that ball. Spash plays this back. Possessing here for Stevens Point is Haley Raymond. Tried to slide that off to the far side to Madison Rogan, who was over there. It's too long for her. Rogan wasn't advancing towards the ball. Be thrown in by the Evergreens. This is just a perfect night for any outdoor activity. It was 60 degrees when we began play. It's going to go down into the 50s once the sun sets, gets a little cooler. Evergreens have the ball taken away. Lydia Ellis. Ellis got two defenders around her. Ellis was trying to get that to Brenna Rausch. Evergreens still have this chance alive, although they move backwards to the edge of the box. Esker tried to chip that forward, deflected by one of the Spash defenders and taken away. And Abby Gemza turns on it and clears it out. I mean, the challenge for Stevens Point, Gemza is their best player. She's a midfielder, but is just going to wind up playing a lot more defense because the Evergreens have the more high-powered personnel. There's a nice ball off to the far side. Evergreens right to the edge of the box. Olivia Fernstedt tried to turn on that from a tough angle and couldn't get that straightened out. Goes over the end line. Set up by a really nice ball. And if Olivia lets that go a little bit further or a little bit earlier, the Evergreens would get a better look at the net there. Actually, I had thought that this would be a goal kick. It's not. It's going to be a corner kick for the Evergreens. So that was last out on the Spash player, not on the Everest player. And Lily Kowal. Let's see if the Evergreens can get this set piece straightened out. Again, the last two corners have kind of bent away from the goal and haven't led to good chances. See what the Evergreens can get here. This one's played low and hard, and that wasn't good either. Goes over the end line before it touches anyone. So, I mean, the Evergreens, I mean, look, the Evergreens have a lot of quality players. The Evergreens are going to win a lot of matches, even on days where they don't play their best. What the Evergreens want to do is get a team that is peaking in the mid and late parts of May as we get closer to the conference deciding games and then into the state tournament. And in the meantime, the Evergreens, who finished second in the Wisconsin Valley last year, made one of the team goals, you'd think it goes without saying, is to win the conference championship. But the Evergreens are not the defending conference champions this year. It's something that the Evergreens, not only when they talk about team goals, want to achieve, but it's something they want to take back from a season ago. But the Evergreens, you know, we've felt this for a couple of years. The Evergreens get their toughest matches from the out-of-conference opponents that they play. When the Evergreens have their invitationals, and they have two of them over the weekends this year, they bring in some of the best teams in the state because they want that level of competition, which is usually a little bit tougher than what they'll see in their Valley Conference games. We're in the 28th minute now. The Evergreens lead 1-0, and the Evergreens possess here. And the Evergreens are holding their own in this match just fine with Maddie Simpson, who's been out for the last 3 minutes. And the Evergreens usually give Maddie a rest somewhere in the first half, and usually one or two, depending on game situations in the second half, one early and then one towards the midway stages of the second half. Again, Maddie, last year, injury prone, you try and use the minutes wisely and try and reduce the risk of re-injuring anything. Ball went out of play over the far boundary, and Spash is going to put this ball back in play. Now in the 29th minute. Ball's played along the far side in front of the student section. Evergreens take this away 3-on-3, and all alone on the near side was Lydia Ellis. The Evergreens couldn't get the ball to her. We got a high lofting ball to Ellis. She was going to make a beeline right towards the goal and would have had only one defender to beat. Not to be. Stevens Point takes it back. Pass is too long. Evergreens long, high ball back. Madison Rogan's going to possess. So Spash wins the high one. Right near the midfield line. Evergreens take it back. 4-on-3 if the Evergreens can go this forward. Chipped ahead to Roush on the far side. There's a defender back there, though. Julia Motor for Stevens Point. Motor's a little closer to the ball. She got a foot on it and parks it out of bounds. The Evergreens will get a throw in. Maddie Simpson comes back in. Megan Heil comes back in. Dakota Corallo back on for the Evergreens. And Sarah Lorge are back in, too. So the Evergreens now, with about 15 minutes to play until halftime, or just from this substitution package that's coming in here, the Evergreens are making a bid to widen their 1-0 lead now. And again, the Evergreens play dead even with Stevens Point, with those starters on the bench. Evergreens throw in on the restart. Edge of the attacking third, but it's all the way on the far side. Can the Evergreens get something centered here? Dakota Corallo just comes in, stops on a dime. High lofting ball was looking for Maddie Simpson. It was too far towards the net. Megan Heil, though, tries to keep the chance alive. The Evergreens still possess. Evergreens with a centering ball here. Headed forward by Kowal. Headed towards goal and easily gathered in by Bergen Beversdorf. Beversdorf punts that ball out. Evergreens win the 50-50 ball again. Tried to chip that ahead to Maddie Simpson. Goalkeeper off her line, gets the ball before Mads got to it, and gathers that in. You talk about that at any level of soccer, and that's one of the things that a good goalkeeper just has to feel. If you come off your line towards that ball, you have to get to it. If you lose the race to that ball, you're going to wind up giving up goal. And goalkeepers will tell you that they just make those decisions based on feel, based on experience. But Beversdorf there came off her line towards the ball, and it was Maddie Simpson, who was the other player, who was bearing down on her. See, this ball is out of play over the touchline off the evergreen, so this is going to be a goal kick at the 31st minute. Smash will have a chance to clear this out. Again, Beversdorf doesn't really have a strong enough leg to get this ball out towards midfield. The evergreen's got to be looking to gather this in, go right back on the attack. Low ball that the evergreens play up. Evergreens have Lorge close to it, off to the side. Madison Rogan for Spash takes it back. Slides that ball forward, taken right back by the evergreens. Megan Heil tried to chip that ball forward to Simpson, and you know what? Only with one defender over there, she got to that ball first and decided to kick that ball out of play intentionally. Doesn't want to play one-on-one soccer with Maddie Simpson. Who could blame them? Lauren Langbin will come in for the evergreens here. Lily Kowal, who's played well during her time on the field. Lily Kowal was good for the evergreens so far in the first half. She'll be back on in the second. Lauren Langbin on now. Evergreens with a far throw-in to Alana Schneck. High ball towards the box. Spash player comes out and gets that away. Ball's advanced ahead to Lauren Johnson. Johnson tried to slide that ahead. That's well off to the side, and the Evergreens have two defenders back. Couple of Spash players trying to push up forward here. Evergreens pull in, and the Evergreens' Alana Schneck, who's back on the field after a yellow from earlier for a dangerous play, now back on. Evergreen center Megan Heil. And Megan Heil for wearing the full leg brace on her right from knee down to ankle and calf. That's a basketball injury that she suffered late in the game against Wausau East during the winter. Megan Heil looks like she's moving pretty well despite wearing that brace. Well, you know what? I mean, now when she stops, she's not moving as well. When she's running and is putting the effort forth towards getting the ball, she moves just fine. Evergreens take this ball away. Alana Schneck tried to get that centered. Spash player is there and clears it out. Gemza denied a chance there for Maddie Simpson. Simpson's going to possess this towards the edge of the box. High lofting shot from one of the other Everest players. It's high and over the crossbar. Lorge put that on. She put two good balls on net. That one was just a little bit too tall. 33rd minute now. Evergreens 1-0. So the door is still open for Spash to get even in this. Even though the Evergreens have had the better chances and have controlled most of the play in the first half. The ball went out of bounds off one of the Spash players. Throw in for the Evergreens near side towards the edge of the attacking third. Pick up on a thought that we had earlier, and then we were interrupted by game developments here. Evergreens put this ball ahead. Nice to Hersberger, and now Maddie Simpson fills in. Simpson ball is up high, bouncing towards the net. Maddie Simpson and the goalkeeper contact and out of play. Goalkeeper well off her line there, was not going to let Maddie Simpson get an uncontested look at the net. Goes out of play, and this is going to be an Evergreens corner kick from the near side. So this corners have been 4-0 so far in the first half. This one's going to come from the near instead of the far side. The Evergreens play it high, lofting, headed out of play by one of the Stevens Point midfielders. That's Lauren Johnson who clears it out. The Evergreens will get another corner kick. And again from the near side. Here it comes. High, arcing. It's into the small box and now headed out by Stevens Point and out of danger for the time being. Wow, that's a misstruck ball taken back by Rachel Burns of the Evergreens. Tried to high cross. Simpson tried to head that towards the net and it's well wide. And then gathered in by Bergen Beversdorf. That was not on goal. It was going to be well wide of the far post. But again, this punt out by the Spash goalkeeper is not deep at all. And the Evergreens win the ball back, but can't keep it in play. Goes out of bounds, and we'll have another goal kick coming up here. Yeah, the thing that the Evergreens are going to want to tighten up on, this Evergreens team has been giving up a lot of goals. I mean, they're a high-scoring team, so being a high-scoring team will cover up a lot of defensive issues. Again, Maddie Simpson, Gemza on her shot on goal, save. Maddie Simpson had to let that one go a little bit earlier because Gemza was on her and was about to interfere with that chance anyhow. And again, saved on the far post by Bergen Beversdorf. Beversdorf has been by far the busier keeper. Sonia Budleski down at the other end of the pitch has not seen a lot of action. Evergreens try and straighten this out along the far side. They can't. It goes over the end line, and Smash will get another goal kick coming up here. Evergreens arrived here with a record of 4-0-1. The Evergreens were tied by Sun Prairie, but they have not been defeated by any of their opponents. The Evergreens have played only one conference match. That was last week against Marshfield over at Steam Stadium, an 8-2 win. So the Evergreens are 1-0-0 in league play. Stevens Point is 4-2-0. Maddie Simpson, edge of the box, looks to wheel on this, slides it forward to her teammate Megan Heil. Heil lost that in traffic. Gemza came up and disrupted the chance. Evergreens still possess. Alana Schneck tries to chip that ahead for Maddie Simpson. Simpson's in traffic, tries to fight through two defenders, goes down to her knees, and it's cleared out. Against two defenders, it's one, Maddie Simpson against two Spash defenders, and the two won the battle that time. Sun is setting. It's gotten a little bit cooler than when we first started. Still, this is going to be a comfortable day. I mean, if you're playing soccer here, you'd rather play on a cool day like this than what? Temperatures in the 80s or 85? You don't want the humidity? No, this is very, very comfortable weather for sports. To the far side, got a whistle. Got a stoppage here. What's this for? Were the Evergreens offside? Yeah, they were. Okay, that right, offside indicated by the official here on the near side, who we don't see because we're up high. And then the referee picked up that the flag was up, and that's the stoppage here. So Spash will be back at their defensive third after an offside whistle against the Evergreens. Got it. Thank you for the help. We appreciate it. On the restart, Evergreens take the ball right back, and Maddie Simpson plays that ahead, but Madison Rogan comes up for the Evergreens. Megan Heil still near the ball. Evergreens with a chance, trying to slide this ahead to Hersberger, and getting a foot on it is one of the Spash defenders, Julia Motor. Put out of play, Evergreens will get a throw in. Now into the 38th minute, and the Evergreens are subbing in a couple of more players. Ketta Ottinger comes in. Ketta is one of the seniors on this year's team. Emily Middlestadt, sophomore, is on. See, who's off for the Evergreens? Jordan Langman is off, and Hersberger is off. And the Evergreens throw in along the far side. So the Evergreens keep Maddie Simpson on the pitch here as we get into the later stages. Centering is Emily Middlestadt. Middlestadt lost that ball as she was marked up by one of the Spash players. Middlestadt still charges back towards the ball, tries to win it right back. In fact, she disrupted the chance, and Rachel Burns picked up the ball, picked up the slack for the Evergreens. Evergreens in the middle of the field. Evergreens crossed that ball ahead. Here's Megan Heil with a touch. Played back now. The Evergreens push more players forward. Tried to slide that ahead to Middlestadt, kind of lost in traffic. Evergreens come right back up. Alana Schneck took the ball back. Evergreens have been more likely to take the ball away from Stevens Point than vice versa, and that's why the Evergreens have kept a lot of these balls in their half of the field. Wow, Schneck came up and played that ball from behind against Lauren Johnson. Already has a yellow card. That wouldn't have drawn a card, but you just want to play a little bit more carefully there. This ball dribbles towards the Everest net. Off her line and gathering that in is Sonia Budleski for the Evergreens. First time the Evergreens keepers had a touch in forever. Again, my time is unofficial. I have us at the 39th minute. About 6 minutes to play until halftime. It's a 1-0 match. Ball's out of play over the far boundary. Stevens Point will throw in near midfield. Madison Rogan throws that into traffic. It's along the far side again. That went out off one of the Everest players, but the ball, wow, advanced down the pitch about 30 yards maybe. Spash will be throwing in now at the edge of their attacking third. Evergreens do want to make sure they don't make any defensive mistakes here. Spash has not had a good look at the Everest net in a long, long time. This is chipped towards the box, went off one of the Stevens Point players. Still fighting for it now. The Evergreens have one of their defenders come up, and the ball is out of danger now. Trying to get that ahead in the defensive end to Dakota Corallo. It was a little too long for her. Spash will throw in at their attacking third, thrown in towards the box. Well, a lot of contact there. One of the Spash players flung herself towards one of the Everest players while that ball was in the air. No whistle. It's out of play. And this is going to be a corner or goal. No, they're calling a foul on the Evergreens there. Boy, I didn't see it that way at all. Spash is going to get this kick from the far edge of the big box. They're going to be able to put the ball on goal here. It's chipped towards the net in traffic, headed, saved by the Evergreens keeper, Sonia Budleski. That was Spash's best chance since the opening moments when they put one over the crossbar. Little bit of traffic there for Sonya. She got a little air underneath her and was able to make that save. So Spash is turned away and the Evergreen's one goal lead is still good. Evergreen saved that all the way down. Spash's best chance in nearly 30 minutes of soccer.
Oh.
And now Spash just parks this ball over the end line. This will be a throw-in for the Evergreens. Now at the 41st minute, closing stages of the first half. Sun is starting to set. We're going to play the second half. It'll be dark and we'll be under the floodlights before the match is done today. We'll lose whatever daylight we have left, I believe, as the teams gather in front of their respective benches at halftime. Evergreens have outshot Stevens Point, have had the better scoring chances. Spash has had two quality chances, one early and one late. Maddie Simpson just took the ball away. Mad tries to get it back now. Evergreens try to fight through this. Maddie Simpson shot on goal, diving, save, and loose in front and smothered there by Bergen Beversdorf. Maddie Simpson fought through two defenders and still able to get a lot of velocity on that ball. It was a low, hard one that the Spash keeper was able to cover up. So Maddie Simpson bidding the Evergreens counter with a chance of their own. Spash just kicked that ball out of bounds into the Everest parent section in the bleachers. Evergreens will throw this back in. Here's Megan Heil along the far side. Evergreens play this back as Heil moves forward. Evergreens along the far side, Sarah Lorge. Lorge tries to slide that ahead to Maddie Simpson. Gemza comes up, gets a foot on it, and sends it out of play. Evergreens will get a throw in on the far side. Edge of the attacking third, Evergreens will throw in, leading 1-0. Lorge again for the Evergreens. Beg your pardon, that's Alana Schneck. High ball sent towards the net. It's towards the far side of the box. It is too long and out of play. I was looking for Emily Middlestadt there. Spash is putting a late sub on. Avery Przewelski, who is a freshman defender, comes on, and Zoe Sell comes off. So Spash wants a defender on here instead of a midfielder. Want to make sure that they keep this a one-goal lead in the closing stages of the first half. Spash played that goal kick short. The Evergreens almost came up and took that ball away. In the center, Lauren Johnson. Johnson too long, lost the ball, gives it back to the Evergreens right at the midfield stripe. Evergreens try and play this ahead. Madison Rogan comes up and wins it back for Stevens Point. 43rd minute unofficially. We have a little bit of stoppage time here. Evergreens in the center of the pitch. Keta Ottinger, can she create from here? Ottinger puts a high low, puts a low line drive on goal. One hop and a save there for Bergen Beversdorf. Will be punted out, and that punt is short, too. Spash possesses. Unofficially, I have us with 90 seconds until halftime. And my time is unofficial here, so we may have a little bit of play left before the whistle sounds, bringing the first half to an end. Stevens Point slides this ball forward. No one is there. Unable to catch up with it is that Spash striker. And Sonia Budleski, the Everest goalkeeper, just cradles that ball in and is going to punt this out. Her punt is high, but short. Evergreens fight for this.
Yes.
Evergreens, wow, bumped off the ball there was Emily Middlestadt. Sierra Heffernan played that arms out, no whistle, play through that. 44th minute, Megan Heil for the Evergreens. Midfield, gave the ball back to Spash, trying to get that ahead to Maddie Simpson, didn't get enough foot on it. Madison Rogan for Stevens Point at the center line. Now this is ahead. Maddie Simpson late in the first half splits one defender, gets through, going to get a shot on goal. Velocity shot, but right at the keeper's chest, and a save by Bergen Beversdorf. Simpson split the two defenders and was able to get that one on goal. Still 1-0. And the Evergreens chip this ball forward, trying to run it down in the box's middle stat. It's a little too long for her and goes off to the side. I have us at the 45th minute right now, so we're in a little bit of extra time here in the first half. The whistle will sound and bring half number one to an end momentarily. And the Evergreens look like they will go to halftime with a 1-0 lead. Spash has it back in their defensive end, tries to move this forward. I mean, the challenge for Stevens Point is, can they generate enough offense to get the quality looks they'll need to find that goal? And can they do it without falling any further behind in this match? It's 1-0. Stevens Point has not played badly. They haven't played poorly at all. Just the Evergreens have just better personnel. This Everest team just generates more goal-scoring opportunities than their opponent, even in this 1-0 game. Evergreens at midfield play this ball across to Kowal. Played off to the side here. And bad pass going back, taken away by Stevens Point. Bryn Beversdorf. Ball ahead to Haley Raymond. Raymond's along the far side, went over the touchline, and now we are going to have the first half come to an end just before Stevens Point can throw this ball in. Whistle sounds, first half complete. The Evergreens got the one and only goal of this first half at the 4-minute mark. It belongs to Maddie Simpson. They have had more shots on goal than Stevens Point, but this will be a competitive match that will be decided in the second half. It's DC Everest 1, Stevens Point nothing. You're listening to our Everest Soccer Podcast on Fox Sports. SportsWarsaw.com.